Hello, this is Spotlight. I'm Dawn Sessler. Today in the studio with me is John and Kristen Adolfi, and they are the founders of Lost World Museum. And John has so many neat things that he brought in to show us, like a mastodon tooth and a mammoth tooth. So this is a real neat thing for maybe a homeschool situation if you want to come to Phoenix and check out his display that he has. But John, why don't you go ahead and talk about how you got involved with this?
The reason why I got involved with this is that back in 1984, I became a Christian, but it wasn't until about 8 or 9 years later did I discover this whole creationism within the framework of Genesis, and I found it absolutely fascinating. So I've been kind of percolating this idea since 1992, and we finally launched it in some format in 2005, my wife Kristen and I. Then we took a vacation for about 10 years in 2010. We hired a business coach. He said, set it to the side, let's make some money in real estate, come back to it, and then we can fund it better without having to have your hand out or try to 501c3. So that's what we did. 10 years, we built a business, and then now, as of this year, late last year, we relaunched the Lost World Museum on a multitude of different ways of experiencing it. The technology has so advanced as far as the different platforms and the different electronic means. And then with COVID and everything, that just sort of like catapulted any kind of virtual experience into the stratosphere. That's basically how we got our start.
And it's really neat because you actually have certain things that you can touch, you can look at, you can maybe think about how God created this world. And then you also have with you a building of the Ark. So why don't you tell us about that?
We had an Ark created for us in miniature form. It's 18 inches long. And we had the best evidence that we have, which is the most credible eyewitnesses, Ed Davis and George Hagopian, who sketched their memories in front of Alfred Lee, who was an archaeological illustrator and a friend of mine. And what they did is they composited them, plus with the Genesis account of the size, you have a very comprehensive, very intelligently created vessel with the most incredible amount of stability. Matter of fact, they took the design that Alfred Lee, Genesis, and everything that they came up with after the eyewitnesses had shared, and they took it and they built a wooden vessel, the same size, shape, and everything, and took it to the Scripps Oceanographic Institution back in the early 70s, and they had it tested in their test tank that they used for the Navy. And it was found that when they ballast it so that it sunk about one-third into the water, it was weighted properly, it found that it could take on 200-foot waves, and it could pitch and yaw, which means it goes sideways, back and forwards, up to 90 degrees without it flipping over. The most stable craft that they have ever tested in their tank.
It's really neat to see how God has had all these plans in his head where we have to have all kinds of layouts and previous measurements, and then you have to measure again, and then putting everything together and making it solid and making it durable. But God, just out of his whole being, can figure this stuff out without any problems. He doesn't need really co-workers, but he did for the ark. He let Noah build this ark. And how long did it take for Noah to build the ark?
Yeah, 120 years.
Yes.
It was very difficult.
Yeah, and can you imagine an old man working on an ark? It just is phenomenal how the Lord uses us, and even in our weakness, he is strong. So I'm just very encouraged of Noah and his faith in the Lord and his guidance, calling on God constantly, probably saying, am I doing this right? Then all the craziness that went on around him, I'm sure a lot of people are like, what are you talking about? Because it had never rained before. Yeah. They had no idea what he was talking about. And he kept warning them. And they never took him seriously, which was very heartbreaking because they lost their lives. That's kind of like how it is in the world of the Christian faith. You just follow God. We know that there's an ending that's not so wonderful. And we also know that there is a wonderful ending if you choose the Lord. We just heard from Kristen and John Adolfi. They are the founders of Lost World Museum. I am Dawn Sessler for Spotlight.
You've been listening to Spotlight, a public affairs program of the Mars Hill Network. Opinions expressed are not necessarily those of the Mars Hill Network staff, management, or board of directors. Inquiries and suggestions are welcome. Email spotlight@marshillnetwork.org or mail to Spotlight in care of the Mars Hill Network, 4044 Mackays Road. That's Mackays Road, Syracuse, New York, 13215.